Blog Talk Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it.
Hello.
The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boats. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgalicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, it's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got, I'm burgalicious. Taste.
Burgalicious
step, burgalicious step, burgalicious step. Burgalicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can't no other lady put it down like me. I'm burgalicious,
so delicious.
My body stay vicious, I be up in the gym, just working on my fitness, he's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch. Watch what I got, so delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, it's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got, I'm burgalicious.
Hold up,
check it out.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at my. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele. Cause they say she delicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
4, 3, 2, 1.
My body stay vicious, I be up in the gym just working on my fitness, he's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious, so delicious.
Welcome to today's show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning into the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call into the show and voice your opinion on today's topic. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. for all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, we have some great weather outside right now. It's sunny, 81 degrees. We're looking at a high of 94 today with a slight chance of showers. And tomorrow, 89, Wednesday, 89, Thursday, 92, Friday, 93, with no rain in sight. Now, I mean, there may be an afternoon shower like we've been getting over the past, week and a half or so, and got a pretty good shower. When was it? Yesterday morning? Was it Sunday morning or Saturday morning? I can't remember. It was nice. I tell you, I woke up to the rain, and I mean, it was coming down. I made a pot of coffee, and I opened the garage, and I sat in the garage and watched the rain while I had a cup of coffee. I mean, it's so relaxing. And that's one of the reasons why I love the rain. All right? Today's word of the day is cannibalize. Cannibalize is a verb, and it means salvageable parts from or use in building or repairing another machine. Cannibalize. CannibalizE. The second meaning is to take away from an existing product by selling or being sold as a similar but new product, usually from the same manufacturer. The last thing is to practice cannibalism. Okay? Cannibalize. So you guys can stick that in your memory bank and work on that from here. Let's see, what else? I know I talked a little bit about this home invasion that happened in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago, where this couple came home from vacation on a Sunday evening, and it was a man, his wife, their six-month-old baby, and you know, they got home, and then there was someone knocked at the door and said that they were having car trouble and they wanted to use the phone. Well, he opened the door, and it was four guys there, and they bore their way into the house. Okay. He tried to keep them out, but they bore their way into the house and shot him twice. I don't know how many times they shot him, but they shot him in both legs. Okay. And he didn't die, of course, but so the wife ran out the back door with the baby in her arms, and they shot at her, but they did not shoot her. And she called the police. She called 911, and the police showed up, of course. But they've captured one of the guys. Okay, they captured one of the teenagers. This guy looks like he may be 15 years old. They showed him on the news, his first court appearance. He looked like he was 15 years old. But you know, they're still looking for the other three, but I guarantee you, he's going to spill the beans. Okay? They're going to put the clamps on him so hard that he's going to spill the beans. I mean, he's only 15 years old. Look, well, I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's only 15 years old. And, you know, once the police start to probe you for information and you're just a young kid, man, you're gonna spill the beans, right? I think he is. I don't know if you got it. I think he is. And they'll find the other three, regardless if he does or not. They're going to find these other guys. So that's a good thing. Okay? That's a good thing. Now, another funny story that I want to look into, just because it's funny, is that there was a guy in Alaska. Okay? This Alaskan. The guy in Alaska who put on a black bear suit. I don't know where he got it from or whatever, but he put on a black bear suit. Then went into the woods and found a black bear, a female black bear. And she had two cubs. And he goes in and messes with the female black bear and her two cubs. Okay, so I just saw the caption of this, and I want to read the story. I believe that's going to be a funny story. I don't know, you know. Hopefully, this guy got mauled or whatever. I hope so. I hope he got mauled by the female bear. I hope she realized that you know. I could think that the bear would say, "What the hell is this fool out here trying to trick me into thinking that he's a bear?" Okay, I'm gonna let him, you know, roll. I'm gonna roll with this for a little while, and then I'm gonna take his ass to the stream where I catch fish, and I'm gonna drown his ass. You know, I mean, that's what I hope that the black bear did to this fool that thinks that he can go in dressed as a black bear and fool this other female black bear with her two cubs. I mean, that's like someone, you know, putting on their, you know, I think this was in a reality show or something one time before, where someone put on a white guy go in. They did all this makeup to him to make him appear to be a black guy. And he goes in and try to mingle in or mix in with the African-American scene, wherever they was. I think it was maybe a nightclub or something like that, but he didn't make it. He got found out real quick. Anyway, let's get into today's show. Again, the number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. And like I said, I hope you guys did too. I hope everything was safe and y'all made it through. And this is Monday. I know I sound bright and cheerful, and I am. But Monday is the, Mondays are the days of the most heart attacks. The most heart attacks occur on Monday. But between like 7 and 9 a.m., most heart attacks happen on Monday between 7 and 9 a.m. Why do you think that's true? I can give you my opinion. I think it's because of work. Everyone's so stressed about work and getting to work and all this stuff. Those are the times when most heart attacks occur. Okay? Again, I know a little about a lot and a lot about a little. Now, today's episode is entitled, guys, "Why Are We Tired Even After a Full Night's Sleep?" Okay, and I'm also going to talk about hangovers so much harder to get over the older we get. Why hangovers so much harder to get over the older that we get. And believe me, it has nothing to do with. Let's get into the subject. Why are we tired even after a full night's sleep? And the reason I wanted to do this topic is because, you know, a lot of people say that, man, I slept for 8-9 hours last night, but I still feel like I'm tired. Why am I tired after so much sleep? And that's actually a great question. And so I found a few articles, and I thought that this article may be the best one out of them all. Okay. And it was found in on this website. And ironically, it's called alaskasleep.com. Okay. And here's what it is, and I'm going to read through this pretty quickly, but I think you'll pick up on a lot of stuff here, and you'll understand maybe what's going on and how you can get better sleep. It starts off by saying through the day, feeling sleepy, sluggish, and lethargic, even after a full night's rest. While it's common to occasionally feel dead tired during the day, persistent symptoms of daytime drowsiness could be linked to your sleep and health habits. There are a couple of possible reasons why you may be experiencing daytime drowsiness, and we want to help you better understand what you can do to start feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed every day. Okay, and then it goes on to say, getting the right amount of nightly sleep. So you regularly get 8 hours of sleep every night, but you still feel tired during the day. What's the deal? For starters, the 8-hour sleep guideline is just that, a guideline. Yes, the 8 hours of sleep standard has been routinely researched to be the number of hours of sleep that most people need. However, it doesn't always work for everybody, and you may need to adjust it a little to get it right for you, okay? And this says, fine-tune your body's clock. Too much sleep can be just as bad as too little sleep. It's important to dial in your personal body clock so that you feel refreshed and ready to tackle the day every day. To do this, figure out what time you need to go to, I'm sorry, to do this, figure out what time you need to get up in the morning. Count back 7.5 hours as a good time to start getting to bed. 7.5 hours is a good benchmark because the average person goes through 5 90-minute alternating between sleep and deep sleep. Okay? It's best to wake in between deep sleep cycles rather than in the middle of one. Waking in the middle of deep sleep can lead you to feeling groggy during the day. If you wake during non-deep sleep, you're more likely to feel alert and attentive as the day progresses. Okay? Try this. 7.5 hours sleep duration for 3 days. If you find yourself waking about 10 minutes before your alarm goes off, you found your perfect bedtime. If, however, you're still relying on your alarm clock to wake you up, try moving your bedtime back 15 minutes every 3 days until you find yourself waking just a few minutes before your alarm goes off. Okay, I'm going to read that again because I didn't really grab that. It says, try the 7.5 hours sleep duration for 3 days. Okay. Now it says, if you find yourself waking about 10 minutes before your alarm goes off, you found your perfect bedtime. Okay. If, however, you're still relying on your alarm clock to wake you up, try moving your bedtime back 15 minutes every 3 days until you find yourself waking just a few minutes before your alarm goes off. Okay. Once you find your body's perfect internal sleep clock, stay consistent with it. The less you vary from the norm, the more alert you will be during the day and the better you will function. Okay? Now, here are some practices that better your sleep habits. If you find yourself having difficulty getting to bed on time every night, there are a few things you can do to help you get to bed quicker. Ditch your electronics. This may be the simplest yet hardest habit to break. The artificial light emitting from your cell phone, tablet, laptop, television set, e-reader, portable game console, etc., tricks your brain into believing it needs to stay awake because it associates light with daytime. Okay? This deception can disrupt your circadian rhythm, which in turn leads to poorer sleep at night and feeling run down during the day. Okay, that's one thing. Ditch your electronics. Your room dark and quiet. Ditching those electronics may not be enough to create the ideal sleeping quarters. If possible, turn off all lights. If this is not possible, leave one dim light on or use a nightlight. Okay. Now, I typically turn off all the lights in the bedroom when I'm trying to sleep at night. And but you know, we do have a nightlight, but we don't use it. Okay. So I do turn off all the lights. Okay, the next thing is try using white noise. Listening to music to help you get to bed may work for you, but it's also likely to disrupt your sleep, causing more problems than it solves. If you must listen to music, try setting it on a timer that will shut it off shortly after you fall asleep. A better option is to listen to white noise while you sleep. White noise from a fan or a sound machine creates a consistent rhythmic sound that can be both relaxing and help drown out other sudden noises that may cause you to wake at night. Okay, then you know, you may have a ceiling fan in your bedroom, or you may have a clock that ticks in your bedroom, or you know, I don't know what else can you have in your bedroom that has a constant or consistent rhythmic sound. I don't know, but you know, try to grab hold of something like that. Try to listen to the ceiling fan. Try to listen to the ticks in the clock or something. You know, that may help you get to sleep. And that's called white noise. Okay, avoid caffeine before bed. This one should be a no-brainer. But many people have a hard time resisting caffeinated beverages before bedtime. Caffeine is a stimulant and will increase alertness at that crucial time when your body wants to wind down. If you are a habitual caffeine user, try avoiding using caffeine 3 hours before bedtime to help get you to sleep on time. And also, they talk about alcohol, not consuming alcohol at least an hour before bedtime. A lot of people say, I'm going to have a nightcap. Well, you have a nightcap, but you have that nightcap an hour before bedtime. Okay, a healthier lifestyle leads to healthier sleep. Foods to avoid to improve sleep. Foods high in sugar and caffeine can have a temporary energy boosting effect on the mind and body's alertness, but is often followed by a crashing feeling that can last much longer than the short energy surge you were after. okay? Fatty foods and processed carbs have also been associated with daytime sleepiness. These foods may fill you up, but they're not loaded with the vitamins and nutrients your body needs to produce ample amounts of energy. Okay? Spicy foods close to bedtime. Spicy foods are notorious for causing heartburn, indigestion, and acid reflux. Heartburn can be made worse while lying down as it allows the acids to creep up into the esophagus and burn the sensitive lining. Okay? So don't have any spicy foods before bedtime. Okay? Eat more healthy foods and exercise more. All right? So that's, I hope you guys got something out of that. I certainly did. And maybe you guys can get some better sleep from that. I hope it helped somebody out there today. Okay, now, hangovers, really, do they get worse as we get older? And so here's why. And again, like I said, guys, it's not about age. This is scientific, okay? And I think you'll understand a lot more about hangovers after this article. And again, I did my research for you guys. I want to give you guys some great information. This is from NBCnews.com. And it says hangovers really do get worse as we get older. And here's why. And for me, I'll have a beverage here and there, but I don't drink like I used to. Okay. When I was younger in college and stuff like this, that was our, most favorite pastime. And we drink beer, we drink liquor. I'm not a wine drinker because it gives me a headache for some reason. So I don't drink wine. I don't drink champagne, stuff like that. I don't. And now I just don't drink as much as I used to. I guess that's something that can help you as you get older. I guess that's wisdom, okay? And when you get drunk, when you get older and you get drunk, I mean, it's like, it takes you a full day. So you lose a full day after drinking a lot when you're older, when you're my age, I'd say. And I don't like to lose days. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to lose days. And, that's a whole day loss when you get drunk and you stay feeling so bad that it's hard to even get out of bed. So I don't do that anymore. And I'll ask you guys, if I was a millionaire, multimillionaire, and I offered you, I said, hey, Susan, I want to buy one day of your life. How much would that day cost me to buy from you? Would you sell me one day of your life? Would you do that? Would you sell me one day of your life? You guys think about that. I'm a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire. I want to buy one day of your life. Because my life is going to be so long, right? So if I can buy days, I want to buy some days. Because I'm rich, I got a lot of money, and I want to buy days because I want to extend my life. Would you sell me a day of your life? That's my question to you guys. Would you sell me a day of your life? Okay? And if you said, yes, I'll sell a day of my life to you. What if What if you only have a day of life left? Think about it. Hangovers, really, do they get worse as we get older? Here's why. As the years go by, this is the article now. As the years go by, it gets harder to shake off the head and stomach achy after effects of a night of drinking. Hangovers seem to get worse as we get older. It is not your imagination. It is, unfortunately, science. We all know what a hangover is. Headaches, nausea, loss of appetite, diarrhea, shakiness, fatigue after drinking too much. The word practically defines itself. The medical term of hangover is visalgia, which is from the Norwegian word veis, V-E-I-S, K-V-E-I-S, which means uneasiness following debauchery. Okay? The weird thing is scientists and doctors don't totally understand what causes a hangover, but we do know it's a side effect of overwhelming the body with more alcohol than it can efficiently break down. Alcohol metabolism is a two-step process in the liver where enzymes first break the alcohol down into acetaldehyde. I don't know how to pronounce these big words, but that's the best I can do. And this toxin is probably the reason for a lot of the gross feelings that come with a hangover. That's because acetaldehyde is highly toxic, between 10 and 30 times more toxic than alcohol itself. The enzymes in your liver are next tasked with breaking down the acetaldehyde further into a non-toxic substance called acetate. But your liver can only metabolize about one drink per hour. So if you're drinking more quickly than that, not all of the acetaldehyde gets broken down. So in that case, the acetaldehyde is released into the bloodstream to wreak havoc around your body, resulting in the awful feeling associated with the hangover. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Here's what I'm going to say. And this is my take on this. Okay, if it says that your liver can only metabolize about one drink an hour, okay, one drink per hour, then that would say to me, I only need to drink, if I have a drink, I need to have that drink, and if I'm going to drink it fast, that's fine, but don't have another drink for an hour. Okay, or if I'm going to have a drink, sip on it, so it'll last. But the liver is going to break it down in about an hour. Okay, and what I've also found is that drinking water in between your drinks helps you to not the hangover thing out the window, because alcohol dehydrates the body. So if you have a drink and then you have like a bottle of water in between the next drink, then your body alcohol is dehydrating you, and you're putting water into your system to hydrate your body back. So that's what I found to help me to not have that hangover the next day. There aren't a lot of strong studies looking at how age affects the human body's efficiency at breaking down alcohol. Okay, and many factors appear to be involved in worsening of hangover in old age. One is that the liver capacity to cope with the toxicity of acetaldehyde decreases as we get old. Okay? Acetaldehyde is directly detoxified in the liver by an antioxidant called glutathione. I don't know how to say these words. Our data indicated that as age increases, theon generation capacity is decreased, so cells may not be recovered or repaired rapidly. It's just like everything else about us as we get older. You can still do it, but you do it a little slower. Okay? Now, another possible link between age and killer hangovers, we've gotten fatter or thinner. Change in body size in either direction can potentially worsen a hangover. When one's body weight has increased, like mine, blood alcohol level decreases because of its wide distribution into body mass and fat, which leads one to drink extra glasses without realizing it, subsequently resulting in generation of more acetaldehyde. Okay? Or when one's body weight decreases, greater intoxication results due to limited distribution to the body after consumption of an equal amount of alcohol. Older people also might be more likely to be on medications or taking supplements, which may interfere with the metabolism of alcohol, experts say. But experts agree that perhaps the most significant, if least scientific explanation as to why hangovers feel so much worse when we get over, is simply that we're less likely to want to warrior through the headache and nausea till we feel better. Okay? Many people are less accustomed to having hangovers once they're older because they just don't drink as regularly anymore. The wisdom of age. And that's exactly what I said earlier. And then that's the end of the article. And that's what I said earlier, is that, you know, it's just that I just don't drink as much as I used to. And again, that's just wisdom. All right. And so that's the deal. And I sure hope I, help someone to understand that about hangovers. And it's not about you, being old or feeling old or whatever. It's just that, we just don't feel, we just don't drink like we used to drink. And I'm not saying that I can't drink like I used to drink. I'm sure you can. But the next day, it's just brutal. It is brutal. And you lose a full day because you drank too much the night before. Thank you guys. I got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I hope and pray that I helped you guys to with some of this and some of your maybe your sleep patterns, or even you understand why you have these huge hangovers after a night of drinking. Okay, just simply, I think as far as the hangovers go, just simply slow it down. Okay, I mean, you don't have to, I mean, back in the day, you can have a drink of liquor, you can, give me a beer, have a beer after that, then you go somewhere else and go to a friend's house, and then they're over there drinking wine, then you're having wine, and you're having more beer and more liquor, and you have all these things mixed together. And that is definitely a recipe for a hangover. All right. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I really do appreciate it. And again, remember, our show time now is 10:30 a.m. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. Take care of yourselves, guys, and be good, stay safe, and concentrate on you. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I'd love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy. And oh, so easy. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, take separation to bring appreciation. And I wanna thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds. The love we share and the time that buys helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. On you.
Ah, yeah.
Concentrate on you. Yeah. Concentrate on you. Come by and pick you up to take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. And that was our love call. And in the distance I heard you say,